very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Saturday, March 12, 2022. This is a special live talk show. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Welcome to this special edition of our special live talk show. In the program, we are discussing with stakeholders Zimbabwe's council and parliamentary by-elections set for March 26th.
It's exactly 14 days before Zimbabwe holds by-elections in various wards and constituencies following the recall of councillors and members of parliament by some opposition parties. And of course, today there were a number of rallies. ZANU-PF first was in Karoi, that is Mashonaland West Province, where the party's chairperson and Minister of Defense, Opamu Chinguri, was addressing the party supporters. In Marondera, Mashonaland East, there was another rally for the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change the party's leader, Nelson Chamisa, was supposed to address. Unfortunately, that rally was blocked by members of the Zimbabwe Riot Police. Gibbs.
And at least 130 council and parliamentary seats are up for grabs, and campaigning is in full gear, with all candidates making some promises in an effort to entice voters. There have been reports of violence in some parts of Zimbabwe ahead of the by-elections.
And of course, you can tune in right now on VOA Studio 7. You can also find us on all our websites. That is www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. We are also on Facebook, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. To join the show, send us a message right now on our WhatsApp number. That is +1 202 465 0318. That number, once again, 1 202 465 0318.
Ye, kunjalo Blessing, namhlanje ke sijova i-live talk khonapha ngesikhathi amabandla ekhankasa. Siyabona ukuthi amabandla lawo asibili, MDC layo i-alliance kwayazana kathi ifuna ukuba lo mhlangano. Kodwa siyakhumbula ke, siyakhumbula nje ukuthi eMarondela bekulo mhlangano omkhulu kakhulu we-CCC. Sibona amapolisa egijigijima lapha nalapha. Kwenyangazani kulobu zima. Kuzobuya ke nxa sesikhangela iZANU-PF ikhona ngale Karoi. Sibonile ke Opamu Chinguri. Ekhuluma sibili ngakho akumemetheyo ukuthi iZANU-PF kumele ivotelwe njalo. Kodwa ke siyabona eMarondela kade ngani kule nkinga yamapolisa. So wonke imhlangano ikachamisa kwenyangazani kule nkinga kakhulu. So singazi ukuthi kuyangaphi kodwa ke abantu bayakhampeni okuzwayo. So sukusele 14 days ukuthi ukhetho lwenziwe. Kuzobuya ke nxa sesikhangela futhi njalo abantu bafuna ukuthi basi.
Onguka hama wadiwa pane vari kuona pa Facebook panga pachibuda apo mufananidzo yezvanga zvichitika kumarondera uko vachamisa vaedza kuita musangano asi vakadzivizwa vakarambidzwa kuita nemapurisa kunyangwe hazvo ZANU-PF yanga ichiita musangano kuKaroi kuMashonaland West Province. Kwasara mavhiki maviri chete kuti sarudzo idzodzi dziitwe musi wa26 iwo mwedzi unoyu dzema by-elections. Pane dziri kutsiva vamwe vakadzingwa mubato MDCT vachinzi vainge vachitsigira vachamisa anova macouncillors nemamwe ma MP ndo pari kuitwa sarudzo, asi kune vamwe vakafa nevamwe vakadzingwa muZANU-PF vakaita savakila zivu Gibbs kuitwa sarudzo ikoko.
Yes, we see that there are some people who are already following us on Facebook, and one of them is Patton Singo. He says, I'm watching you from DRC border. So he says, hello, Blessing and Gibbs. So then we've got Trust Ichari. Trust Ichari is another person that has sent us a message. It says, hi guys, can I have your WhatsApp number? Our WhatsApp number is +1 202 465 0318. ye ungene konapo ke chari ikwaze kuti sixoxe lawe kuzobuya ke umagilo la uti linjani kona ngapho la uti ubukele kuzobuya lo Peter Spanda uti I'm watching you guys from Cape Town. How are you? Blessing and keeps. So ke siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi kunjalo. So ke sizongani wenze interview
yelo Shamisa. Yeah, of course I had an interview with Triple C leader Nelson Shamisa a few minutes ago. I'd also tried to get in touch with ZANU-PF spokesperson, Ambassador Chris Muchangwa. Unfortunately, he was not available. And one of the party leaders, the political commissioner, Mike Bima, referred me to Ambassador Muchangwa, who unfortunately was not available. And we also tried to get in touch with the Home Affairs Minister, Mr. Kazembe. He too was not responding to his calls, but of course we did manage to get in touch with Triple C leader Nelson Shamisa about the events at Rudaka Stadium. Let's take a listen.
Well, what is clear is that our colleagues in ZANU-PF are sending signals of defeat. They are defeated, they are fallen, and they failed. They thought that they had succeeded to destroy the momentum, the mood, but they are realizing that citizens are so clear in terms of the change that they want to see, and they are ready.
Zimbabwe is also a signatory to some SADC protocols to do with elections. Have you appealed to this regional body, alerting them on what is happening now?
Well, it's all in their full appreciation and care. They have heard, they have been appraised, and we're in constant communication with all the key authorities in SADC at the level of leadership in the various countries. And we are so fortified and encouraged, emboldened by the fact that they appreciate that what is happening in Zimbabwe is a classic case of the liberation project that has been hijacked. The liberation promise that has been betrayed. What is clear is that the people of Zimbabwe have the solidarity and support of the people of SADC, South Africa, Zambia, Malawi, Botswana, Mozambique, Namibia, you name it. And we are so on the same page, and we are moving because, you know, the call for change is not just a Zimbabwean call, it's an African call. You know, we must give democracy a chance, we must give freedom and peace a chance. And you have seen what happened in Malawi, in Zambia. They have shown us the way. And we are not going to disappoint Zimbabwe.
But talking to senior ZANU-PF officials, they are denying that they are the ones who are ordering the police to stop your rallies. They are saying the police force is independent.
Well, why would you want them to accept their full glare and daylight tomfoolery? Why should you even ask them? Because, you know, it's been done in broad daylight. Just yesterday, the NPS people at car rallies, no application, no notice to the police, no legal basis for them to do that. They even wanted to have the stadium we're supposed to use as a venue today, as their venue for their soccer match.
Of course, that there is the voice of Citizens Coalition for Change leader Nelson Shamisa talking about today's events in Marondera. Hongu mazwa izwi remutungamiri Triple C va Nelson Shamisa vachitaura ivo kumarondera vachitivo zviri pachena kuti bato reZANU-PF riri kutya kuti riite sarudzo dzisina mutauro nekudaro vari kumisa sarudzo dzavo vari kumisa kutsvaga rutsigiro kwavanga vachiita nekuti tiri kuona apo mapurisa ari kurambidza vatsigiri veMDC Gibbs zvakaitika zvakare kugokwe maviri apfuura veMDC kunyange vanga vachiti vanga vaine veTriple C kunyange vanga vachitiwo vanga vaine tsamba kubva kudare repamusoro reHigh Court vari kuti kugokwe uku vakarambidzwa kuita musangano uye kune dzimwe nzvimbo kwavari kutiwo zvakare vari kurambidzwa kuita musangano achiti bato rezanupiyefu rikuita rumu sangano paradira madiro ajojina getu
iye kunjalo ke blessing uwe wakuluma alo nesu nchamisa la mtanje uchamisa ya kuluma sivuta mapolis hawa fimbile kuluma nje kuna manje sibonile uwe nja kale kuna ngale marondela katipe vinjo sivuta kunyo kumangalisa yu kutukuti sile sizwe okune ngaloku we've got Mr. Ostalo Siziba, the deputy CCC spokesperson. He is right there in Marondera. Ostalo Siziba, welcome to the show. Hello, Siziba, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much. So give us your rundown of what happened today, just briefly.
Thank you very much. We tested the tradition and law-abiding protocols applied for us to the rally and the police. The problem with our application on the basis that we intended to a car rally, we ratified our letter. Our lawyer submitted a new application to the police 48 hours ago. And the police then said it's in contravening of MOPA provisions which they could not cite. We felt that that was unfair of the police, and we went to the High Court. A determination was never given, and we went to the magistrate court because the court was saying we must be able to exhaust internal remedies, but the police were not cooperative. And we sought to have a judgment from the magistrate court in Marondera, and we waited until 3 p.m., and that judgment then later declared the matter to another day, which we know will be moved if it's going to be a tomorrow or another day. So we made it very clear that our intention was to meet with the people of Marondera and communicate with them around our agenda for by-election. Nonetheless, we managed to meet with our people because we realized that there is an emerging threat, which is a threat to democracy and stability in our country, which is the direct abuse of state institutions by ZANU-PF to try and bar us out of political contestation. And we have made it very clear that we are there to contest the political. It's ZANU which calls for elections. It's ZANU that we call our former members of parliament. So they must invite competition and be prepared for it. So we don't believe that we can have political contestation without political parties being allowed. Mnangagwa is robbing and rubbing all over the entire country without any single police clearance. They're doing car rallies, stepping peace. They're marshalling people. There is nothing to fear. And for us in the alternative, we don't understand to exercise our constitutional guarantee right to govern. So, but yeah, I mean, we are aware of that. That is the nature of any struggle. You know, this is what used to happen during the Smith regime. They were themselves abused and, you know, denied their right by the Smith regime using the very same laws, public order and gathering act that was used by Smith. So we see the redirection of draconian laws that were used under anything to try and fight the liberation movement. But nonetheless, you know, the liberation struggle succeeded.
Thank you very much. No doubt. Yes, thank you very much. We've got Miss Fatima Matamombe. Quiet, please.
Miss Fatima Matamombe, of course, is representing the MDC Alliance led by Mr. Douglas Monzora. In Kuwadzana. Miss Matamombe, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you for joining us this evening.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, now, Miss Matamombe, just tell us about your campaign in Kuwadzana and your party's rally tomorrow in Highfield.
Okay, my campaign in Kuwadzana going on very well, but with the problems other people who see other people's posters.
Mm-hmm.
We are saying we don't want that, that's politics. That I don't know what I can say, as others, because the posters they are so expensive to make. When you put your poster, someone just comes and sees that poster. We are not encouraging that. We want good politics. Politics of peace, not politics of peace. Of others.
Mm-hmm. How about tomorrow's rally? How are the preparations going?
The preparations are so well, and we had our car rally. We displayed our, what we are going to do tomorrow. We displayed our president. We are so proud of our president. Douglas for Gara saying on Dora because he just takes me to charity. We are so proud of him. We are willing, therefore, yet that tomorrow, I think it is going to be a very good day, a great day, a day of joy, and that Douglas Mandela will be outlining what is planning for Zimbabwe in the country.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, this is a special live talk program. We are talking about the March 26th by elections. And we have as guest at the moment, Mr. Ostalo Siziba, the Deputy Information Secretary of the CCC. And we also have from the MDC Alliance, Mr. Fatima Madamombe, contesting in Kwazana. Gibbs.
Yes, what team will I get to Ostalo Siziba? Siziba, we are going to win for it. So, akusho ukuthi njengoba kwazana amapolisa alivalela kangaka, ubona zani kuyini okwenza ukuthi benze khona?
Njalo PF yethukile kakhulu. Ngenxa yokuthi bathatha into zethu zonke. Headquarters, party name, colors, everything. Lembali ye. So bengingacabangela ukuthi abantu abangela la senta abangela yonke into le esayithathayo bengakwanisa ukusukuma izinto ekota of what we are. So ngabantu abayethikileyo kuyayenzakala, but kufanele bebekwazi ukuthi thina size yenza umsebenzi, asoze sakwanisa ukuma ngenxa yokuthi injongo yethu kubana-ke ingene embusweni sithinta impilo zabantu. So bayethikile, yikho ukubona ukuthi into abasilelayo ithulo yokuqina, ithulo ye-violence, nokulimaza kwabantu, nokwethisela abantu, nokubotha abantu. Yikho ubona kathesi ngikhuluma umeya wethu, former meya we-Harare we-Tekgopa, o-Tekgopa kabonakali bamthethe akwazi ukuthi uyengathi ngikhuluma kunje abantu ebanye imarondela bezefuna ukulinyezwa ngamapholisa. So uyakwazi ukuhlaselwa ngomunye wetekwekwe. So ngabantu abayethisile bebengacabangeli ukubana inhlanganise enta uponye njemanje ngakwanisa ukuba lokukhusha politics to this level ekusike khona ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change ngenxa yokuthi ibandla elisekelwa ngabantu, ibandla labantu, yikho ubona likwanisa ukufika kuma-levels elisekiwe ngendlela emangalisayo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. So all what he's saying is that ZANU-PF is just shaking, you know, because they nearly destroyed them. You know, when they were MTC allies.
And of course, yeah, he's also raising another rather disturbing allegation there. Of course, there are reports that former Harare mayor Herbert Gomba has gone missing. Unknown men stormed his home in Glen Nora Sea at around 2:30. They allegedly used the three unregistered white Isuzu vehicles. His whereabouts are unknown. Mr. Siziba, if you may expand a bit on that in English.
Thank you very much. I was saying that there's a trend, ZANU-PF is panicking. They've unleashed their tool in, last tool in the show, which is the tool of violence and intimidation and others of fear. I'm speaking to you right now. We're trying to say a former Harare mayor is a candidate in Glenora, Herbert Gomba, who has gone missing after suspected state security agents went to his house. And you know, the intercepted intelligence that they want to arrest some of our comrades who are participating in the violence. The intention at the end of this time to tear our people, scare our leadership, but also to try and escape the violation process, which has created a serious revolutionary will that the state and ZANU-PF had not budgeted for. But we are very clear that it's part and parcel of the course in paying the bridge that we say in advancing the struggle for democracy in our land.
Thank you so much, Mr. Siziba. Regaitende kuna amai Madam Mombe. Amai Madam Mombe tombo taura ne shona. Amai Madam Mombe, for those of you wa changu tibata vano baivo ku MDC Alliance. Mai Madam Mombe, nasi mambo osangana here nematambudziko pamamuchita maka rali yenyu muchigadzirira kupinda kurali yamangwana iyi.
Sofa hapana pandambo chaita matambudziko. Ini zvafamba zvakanaka. Patakasangana nematambudziko last week, vakomana pavainamira maposters avamunzura. Pane vakomana vakasvika kuarea inonzi hanzi nogo area yezanupiri. Taakubuda constituency kwangu nekupedzesera. Kuno vakomana ava vakanzi murikuitei usanamire zvisiku munomu. Kuno vatidi vanhu vakadaro kuno kuchimwe chidhisi ende kuno kune kuzvanzi. Saka vakomana ava vakarohwa vari 3. Vakarohwa, vakatorerwa maflower avainamisa vakatirwa, vakaganiswa pasi. Pakanzi pakazosvika mukuru ndofunga ndosiya menhere yokusangana ichoko ndo akazosaite zvamupidza siyana inazvo ndopa vakazoregera vakomana vaya vakomana vakazoendawo vakanoongororwa kuonekwa havo kuti havana kutoka asi vaakungorwadziwo nokuti nyama dzavo dzarwadziswa iyoyo incident yakatigumbura chaizvo nekuti isusu hatikuda zvese zvinhu zvakadaro kungoda zvinhu zvinoitwa munyararo dzichipara.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mai Madamombe. Gibbs tomboenda paFacebook apa vanhu vari kuti kudii. Tina Tafadzwa Mutasa ari kuti watching you from Siyavonga. Keep up the good work, Mkoma Gibbs and blessing. Thank you so much. Yvonne Mupunya ari kuti I am watching from Bulawayo. Tinotenda. Siyavonga. Milton Zindoga, good evening, Studio 7 staffer. We are grateful that you stood up for the citizens. Sheikh JB Upa, Arguti Murisea, keep up the good work, guys. Watching you from United Arab Emirates. Interesting. Ashley Stiga, Arguti, how are you guys? I'm watching from South Africa. Ko Pashaiwa wo nika inopindira here, kuti sunungure vanawe Zimbabwe. Sadak ne UN Zirukupi. Zanu ichi kanganisa vanhu. Po Chikozho ari kuti Mwari vachaita kuda kwavo. Udzvinyiriri huchapera chete. Then we have Richard Moyo ari kuti kutanga regai nditende Mwari nemukana uno, uye ndichikutendai mose vabiki vechirongwa ichi chine rugare, mose vana veZimbabwe, kwazuvai kwese kwamuri. Tose tikaisa pfunga pamwe chete nekunamatira Zimbabwe yedu. Gibbs.
Yes, and one of the people that was supposed to call, Xavier Zavare, is in the United Kingdom. Xavier, he says he's ready, so you can call him right now. Then on Facebook, Blessing of God Mwanawa Mambo, who says no matter what, CCC will win. My vote is assured. Then they have Nathan Covera, says I'm watching from Cape Town. Then Killian Kavi is saying I'm in Western Cape. And then we have Brighton Katio, who says Gibbs and Blessing, I'm watching you from Addis Ababa, which means we are international, Blessing. Then what Richard Moyo, who says, Tinotenda Chose Nechirongo Ichi, Midway. So then we've got a listener right now. Trimo, go ahead.
Makadi Mkoma Trimo.
Gibbs,
I want Tinotenda Shkuru. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu Mukoma Trimo pa nezviri kuitika munyika izvi takatarisana nesarudz.
Ya, ndine hangu ndoda kutaura ndakazvirinyerera kuti handisi webato but ndinoda kutaura maererano nezvechipidzeni ndiri kuona zviri kuitika mukati menyika yedu. Zvinonzwisa tiki madzikoma angu kuti tinoona bato riri kutoka rinovari ZANU-PF. Iro takada kuti tivabvunze kuti tipei tsamba yekwamuri kuitira misangano yenyu. Havagone kutipa tsamba nenyaya yekuti ivo ndo vanenge vachitonga, asi vachamisa voga ndo vanonzivo vanofanira kubudisa tsamba yekuti vaite misangano yavo. Izvezvi vamuonzora mangwana vane rali yavo. Takada kuvabvunza kuti mapepa avakanoisa mumaputa aripitio kana kumashaira zviro nezviro pane posi yakanga ichibuda ichitenderera vamuonzora raini vamwe vakuru vezanupiri. Ndikutaura even independence ndisina bato randakamirira, but zviri kuitira vachamisa zvinoshungurudza isusu kuvana vezimbabwe, nekuti isusu titi mavhota. So chataikumbira ndechekuti mitemo kana ichishandisa muzimbabwe ngaishandiswe usina divi rawakarerekera, uyezve kana mapurisa kana achiita nyaya dzakaita idzidzi ngavave mapurisa venyika, vasave mapurisa ebake. Tinoona zvakare dambudziko iroro rekuitira kune vanhu vakaita sevezechi vanhu vekutoti even isusu semavhoters hatisina chivimbo navo. So tikukumbirisa vamunangadza kuti dai vakwanisa vagadzirisa mhiri zvonga nezviri kuitika mapurisa vova independent votendera vashamisa kuti vange vachiita misangano yavo nekuti pese panofamba vashamisa ndichiona vari munhu anoshishikana kuti ange achitaura nevanhu vake saka handichi kuziva kuti Zimbabwe yedu tichadzokera here pamakare kare nguva yasmith yekuti right now taakufunga kuti zvizvida panguva yasmith yatenge nani
aiwakukoma
tribalkuridzira kuvakuru vesabhiki vakatasana purezidenti ramaposa ngavavone izvi ngavataure pamusoro pezimbabwe nekuti kungotaura nezviri kuitika kuukraine yesu zviri right but kana imba yemuvakidzano wako ichisiisa konedi kusumudza musoro wombotarisa
zvitinotenda mukoma tribal mukoma tribal tinotenda zvikuru ngoti nguva yedu inenge yadyanana regai titore vamwe vateereri muteereri wedu uyu mukoma trimo vari kuchema chema nemamiriro akaita zvinhu vachiti havasi kufara nezviri kuitwa nemapurisa anoita kunge ari kushandiswa nezanup f asi vezanup f vari kuti aiwa vari kuzorwa mafuta enguruve yavasina kudya havanei nezvinoitwa nemapurisa vanoti mapurisa akazvimirira gete
yes blessing we've got Mr Xavier Zwabare he is the acting chairperson of zanup f in uk that is UK district. Mr. Zwabare, good evening and welcome to the program.
Hello, good evening to you.
Thank you very much for joining the show.
Once you introduce me as the acting chairman for ZANU-PF, I become comrade, not mister.
Okay.
I
get you. So tell us about your campaigns. You know, it seems as if you have no problems with getting clearance, you know, to campaign from the police. You are always doing whatever you want. Go ahead, sir.
Well, we are not doing whatever we want, but ZANU-PF is a well-organized party. We look at what rules the police require for gatherings, and we ensure that we give plenty of notice and comply with those requirements. In the same manner as well, we urge our members and supporters to comply and not to provoke police or to issue inflammatory statements that may end up influencing police in terms of whether they decide to allow you or to hold your your gathering or not. So there is no preferential treatment that we get. Apart from that, we are a well-organized party that plans and that submits its applications well in plenty of time, complying word for word, letter for letter, with the requirements.
Mr. Siziba, are you on the line?
Hello?
Mr. Siziba?
Yes, Mr. Zwabare, you're still on that issue concerning your campaigns. So we see that some parties are having problems in terms of, you know, campaigning. Like CCC, whenever they are going elsewhere, you know, they are blocked by the police. So that's why people are saying that is favoritism and is not good for democracy. Can you give us your take on that?
Well, I cannot speak for other political parties in terms of how they plan their gatherings and how they organize themselves. I'm just a mere observer like everyone else in ZANU-PF and pretty much a lot of citizens across the country. We just observe to see what's happening with this bunch of lawyers. You know, well, why are they failing to understand basic police requirements? What's going on? So really,
okay, Mr. Zwabare, let me give you some examples here.
No, you will have your opportunity to speak. I think the moderator has asked me to speak. Unless you have become Mr. Zwabare, then I would allow
I'm
you to talk.
I'm also a moderator.
I'm sure there's someone who's moderating the speech and they've given me this opportunity to talk.
We have two moderators.
Okay.
You can go ahead and finish.
Yeah, so really, the only thing that I would talk about is the violent nature that we have seen being perpetrated by the opposition, particularly the CCC one. it's unfortunate and sad that when we comment on these things as Zimbabweans, we often kind of ignore that. I don't know what sort of democracy that people talk about, which doesn't take to account each and every behavior. So you'd notice that today, as we are speaking, a child has been run over by a car which is doing campaigning rounds, and yet police have warned against such behavior and the potential effect it may have. Now, we have seen the effect now. An innocent child has lost their life because CC can't be bothered to comply with a reasonable request for public decency and public order by police. So, you see, we have seen the violent nature, the alcoholism, how they buy a lot of alcohol for the youth, make them drink and do all sorts of things.
Okay, let me come in there.
Police then deny them the right to gather and serve. They start
Mr. Zavari, let me interject there. You talked about violence. The police last week arrested alleged ZANU-PF members for allegedly killing or murdering an MDC, a CCC supporter in Kwekwe.
An alleged supporter for CCC, because the family denied that.
No, the family did not deny that. And then you are talking about car rallies. I covered the story. Mr. Zavari, you also are saying the car rallies, the police have banned them. Yesterday in Marondera, ZANU-PF was having a car rally in Marondera. And then you are talking about which other issue did you raise there?
The police have also said
the CCC must not bus people to rallies. And the police have a different rule for ZANU-PF because we have seen ZANU-PF busing people to all their rallies. Why is it that there are different rules?
Well, the unfortunate thing is you are asking someone who has never been in police service.
No, you are saying the MDC must comply, and we are asking you that there are double standards. What exactly should they comply with? Because if the police say don't bus people, ZANU-PF is busing people, don't do car rallies. There was a car rally in Marondera yesterday by ZANU-PF.
No, ZANU-PF wasn't doing a car rally. When our officials are
moving around, it was a car rally in Marondera yesterday.
Are you having a discussion with me, or you just want me to hear your voice?
No, you gave your point. I'm countering what you said.
No, you're not countering. You're interrupting me while I'm talking.
Because it's not a rally, Mr. Zavari. We are interacting, right?
It's not a rally because we didn't have a rally. ZANU-PF is going
to
have a
rally. No, I'm saying this program is not a rally.
There's one that happened in Karoi. Mm-hmm. So those are rallies. Yesterday, ZANU-PF didn't have a rally.
There was a car rally in Marondera.
No, there wasn't a rally.
If you are not aware, I am letting you know there was one.
No, there wasn't a rally.
Yeah, so based on these kind of arguments, so what does it mean in terms of democracy, Mr. Zavari, when we have got a space that is being closed off for other parties? So do you think the depth of democracy is not too deep right now in Zimbabwe, or is just a question of having somebody in power becoming too dominant? So on that point.
Okay, right. The issue of democracy... We have to understand that democracy is not lawlessness, okay? And we seem to kind of conflate those two. Democracy is not an excuse for lawlessness. What we often see being done by the CC Brigade is lawlessness. There is nowhere in the democratic world, anywhere in the world, where you will see lawlessness encouraged. If you look, for example, in the United Kingdom, if you want to demonstrate today, you have to apply for permission from the police. And in any case, you also have to show that you have got insurance to cover for any damages that may happen to property. Yeah. In Zimbabwe, the police simply request you to have orderliness, which is very simple. Yeah. It's putting the requirements into practice. So democracy, the democratic space, we cannot say is being stifled because police are enforcing the law or putting order. There is no way where you can have democracy and not have law and order maintained. We have to understand that. As regards to the democratic space, you and I would actually agree that, you know, the democratic space has actually been expanded since President Emmerson Mnangagwa came into power. That is why actually we are seeing some funny, stupid, silly shenanigans being done by a lot of opposition leaders who should know better
again,
how to
Mr.
handle democracy.
Zavare,
the
Mr.
democratic
Zavare,
space
we
that
don't,
we have.
Mr. Zavare, we don't use insults.
No, I'm not
I
using
think you
insults.
Can, don't call just, anybody this, stupid.
These are just illustrative. I didn't insult anyone.
No,
insulted
people,
behavior. I said stupid behavior.
Yeah,
that's not insulting anyone.
It's not something that we encourage. We want to have a debate that is free of that. I think you agree with me.
So in the meantime,
I agree with you, but we also accept that there is behavior which is silly. There is also behavior which is stupid.
On that
that
note,
is why those
on
words
that note,
are there in the English dictionary.
Thank you very much.
We cannot, we cannot excuse silly behavior and not call it out.
Thank
you
very much.
Call out silly behavior.
Mr. Zavari, thank you so much. Let's get to Mrs. Matamombe in Kwatsana. Ostalo Siziba, kumbe loke kona. Asazi kuti upendukile kumbe hachi. Ostalo Siziba. Kukanya ngazani ke ufatima Matamombe mwiyo loke kona. So, Miss Matamombe, Mrs.
Yes.
Mrs. Matamombe. Yeah. So now I think you have heard Mr. Zavari saying, you know, there is openness in Zimbabwe. You are campaigning freely and all these kind of things. Do you agree with what he's saying? Briefly, then we go to another person. I think we cannot hear you now. Your phone is very, very faint. So, can you hear me?
I can hear you. And I think this Zavari is going too far. He's even using us out here, like you say, we don't want such a policy. We want policy. It's fair, it's clean, it's good.
No, I think your phone is a bit faint. Can you hear?
Yeah,
I think she's got a problem.
Faint, if you may speak up, Ms. Madamombe.
Ya kumba sonde le phone yakhe so sizwena zani phone yakhe ingani fiphele kancane kumbe sithole labanye abantu esikhulume labo blessing sizokuthi bathini so uzwa bale lapha ukukhuluma ukuthi eZimbabwe ukhululekile ikakhulu seloko wangena uMongameli uEmmerson Mnangagwa yeso ngizokuthi ke sesilobaba uBernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu uyi independent political commentator based in Johannesburg. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngikora kunjani wethu?
Mphile kakhulu. Sile sithi gange sindebele kulapho ukuthi ubona njani umkhankaso okwenziwa kule Zimbabwe. Kuyakhankaswa sibili kuyafiwa. So ke akusiniki ukuthi ngesintu ukubona njani konke lokhu. CCC kade ikhona ngale Marondera, ZANU-PF seKaroi, kusasa kule MDCT somewhere. So akusitshele nje ngamafutshane ngesintu kulapho.
Hayi khona ke ma ukukhangele kahle ukukhankasa kuzama ukwenzakala and ngizwile lapho omunye ubaba uthi yena kuvulekile manje ukuthi abantu bakhankathe bekhululekile. Kodwa ngendlela kubeka ngakhona sokungathiwa yi-server akusilo lungelo labantu ukuthi bakhankathe bekhululekile. Right now uma kubheka kahle akukho akulabi ukukhululeka. Njengoba uyabona every time uma kusenzakala lokho kugcwele amaphoyisa. Yebo, lapho kulo mhlawumbe kulo ukukhululeka khona abantu kufuze kube ne-order ngithi yebo iqiniso lelo. Kodwa-ke laba abako-opposition bayakhala ukuthi even noma bezame ukucela emaphoyiseni ukuthi sicele ukwenza kanje be-applyele abanikwa ilungelo bese besuka-ke bese besithi bekuthathe bekufaka ezandleni zabo. Kodwa-ke nabo abe-opposition ma ubakhangela kahle kufuze bahlakaniphe kakhulu bebekwazi ukuthi ma uzingela lapho kudizingela khona lezilwane ngoba izilwane zizingela inyamazana zibuye zizingela lo muntu zimbheka njengenyamazana. So wena if uhlakaniphile sokufuza ukuthi udinge indlela zokuthi usicile leso silwane ungadlali umdlalo waso noma sizama ukuvimbela singabikwazi ukuthi ungene njani lapho ungene khona. So ngingathi mina ngokubona kwami akula kuhlakanipha both on the part of i-ruling party ne-opposition. I-opposition ngale ifuna ukubonakalisa ukuthi thina sigcwele kwezilwane, nanti yabona siyelwe a very bright color, sigcwele wonke umhlaba. and lokho kuyiku invite lo othwele izibhamu othwele ama button sticks ukuthi abuya zobaratha manje balathile behlaba umkhosi bengibekile manje na ku Facebook osisi lo ufadzayi post ukuthi kunobaba oboshiweyo onedapetis sangafa lo baba namhlanje yebo kuyebe kwenziwe izano ukuthi abe kodwa naye ukuthi azifake kusituation enjalo kutshengisela ukungahlakaniphi ukuthi wona uyazi ukuthi kugcwele izilwane kuleli hlathi uyangena phakathi khonapho kulokuthi udinga indlela yokuthi usebenzela lezo zilwane ugcine uzinqobile wena uthole inyamazane ozidingayo. So at the end of the day what I'm saying is there is no cleverness, akunakuhlakanipha on the part of the opposition. Ngapha esayidini yezanu, izanu iyabe ingakhuluma iyabe ingakhuluma iqiniso ma isithi ivulile amasango, akula masango avuliweyo. Yet at the same time i-opposition ayibone khonokho ibe isidlala ithuni yezanu ibe isingena enkingeni.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Briefly nje 1 minute phoa ngokufaka ngesikhiwa sese siya ku Miss Phil Matiba. Qhubeka khonapho ngesilungu.
Yes, so what I see is a failure on the part. So I heard someone from ZANU PF saying something like the democratic spaces are now open, and they speak as if it's a favor when in actual fact it's a right. What I also see is that opposition does apply for the right to demonstrate and hold rallies. But according to information that I have, they don't get that permission. So where I think opposition is failing is in being creative around hunting with these lions that are all over the bush, and hunting not only for the animals, but hunting for the opposition itself. So they are sort of playing to the game of ZANU-PF. What's going to happen is we'll
but
get a lot of
talking about getting let me just interject like there. ZANU-PF is saying that it has nothing to do with the police. The police is an independent institution. What would be your response to that?
Look, that's just lip service. We know very well that that's not true. There's no separation of powers in Zimbabwe. That's a fact. You can talk like that, but it's not true. We know full well that the state machinery is in the hands of the ruling party. So, look, we cannot sing that song. Everyone knows it's not true. That's not true.
Okay, how about the allegation that the opposition is also not, following the rules set by the police?
So the opposition does follow rules, but what happens is because the cops have to take instructions from bigger offices, they are instructed not to give permission to opposition to hold their rallies and do their demonstrations. That's something that's known by everyone in Zimbabwe. So that's why there's this chaos that's happening. And if you ask me, if I was on the strategic team of the opposition, I would actually find more creative ways of dealing with that and not play to the game that the opposition has always played.
Thank you so much. Of course, that all those allegations, if we can't prove anything, we say they are allegations. Gibbs, I think we have another guest.
Yes, we've got Ms. Phil Matiba, who is a geopolitical analyst based in Washington, D.C. Ms. Matiba, welcome to the program. Can you hear me, Ms. Matiba? Ms. Phil Matiba, can you hear me? I think we've got a deadline there. Mm-hmm. So there's somebody who sent a message on Facebook page, VOA Studio 7. He says these actions of ZANU-PF are not new. Nothing is surprising about their actions. It's the duty of the opposition parties to come up with new strategies rather than repeating old tactics. So that's a message there from Biba Kevin. Then I've got Felix Chikwida, who says, police don't make laws, my brother. So at the end of the day, I think he was responding to one of our guests.
Mm-hmm.
Then Felix Chikwada also says, all of ZANU-PF's behavior is not good at all. They just do a lot of things that are not too good. Go ahead, Pleasant.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7, a live talk. And this is a special program which I bringing to you every Saturday and Sunday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Discussing the by-elections. And you can send us a message on our WhatsApp number, plus 1202 465-0318.
Oh, you can hear me now. Yes, I can hear you. Yes, we can hear you now. You're welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gibson. I was saying it's great to be with Voice of America from Washington, D.C.
Thank you. Quite a pleasure.
Of course, I think you are following events in Zimbabwe. Today, there was an aborted MDC rally in Marondera, that is Mashonaland East Province. But ZANU-PF did manage to hold its rally in Karoi, that is Mashonaland West Province. And of course, the opposition, that is the CCC, is alleging that the police are being used, or is it abused allegedly, by the ruling party to bar it from campaigning. And the ruling party is saying, no, the police force is independent, and the MDC, the CCC must simply comply with what the police are demanding. What is your take on this in terms of democracy?
Right, thank you for your question. I'm going to answer that as objectively as I can and in a non-partisan manner as I can. I will say categorically, there is evidence, a plethora of evidence, that the Zimbabwe Republic Police, the security sector, including the intelligence arms of government in Zimbabwe, have barred multiple opposition parties that have an alternative voice to the governing party. So there is evidence that goes back years. As to what happened today, obviously these things should be investigated. How would they be investigated if the body is deemed not independent? And let me just phrase this word. This adjective that has been used to say independent is actually incorrect, because the Zimbabwe Republic Police is part of a cabinet ministry, the Ministry of Home Affairs, and as that institution, it is not an independent institution. It acts for government. It is supposed to act to protect citizens, for citizens to run to it when they need help, to safeguard citizens, not for citizens to be running away from them. But what I just want to say here is Freedom House, which is an outside organization, in their Freedom in the World 2022 report on Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe scored 28 out of 100 and was deemed not a free country. And in terms of political rights, the score was 11 out of 40. In terms of civil liberties, Zimbabwe scored 17 out of 60. In the electoral space, the subsection of that report and the freedom of association, the freedom of movement, out of four sections, out of a point number of four, in each of the three categories, Zimbabwe scored none. For rural floor, Zimbabwe scored 0 out of 4 in two of the three sections of this report. So if we want to examine the space in which the security arms of government, and they're not just the Zimbabwe Republic Police, it is all aspects, whether it is defense, whether it is intelligence, whether it is national police, whether it is municipal police.
But
they act partially. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that that is the case in this instance. I'm saying that in this instance, obviously, this would need to be taken looked at, investigate the evidence. But if you want to take a look at it historically, over multiple election cycles, there is a plethora of evidence.
Ms. Matibe?
Yes.
You gave the example of Freedom House, and of course I can't get angry on behalf of ZANU-PF, but they will tell you that these are American institutions, and they've never said anything good about the Zimbabwe government.
That is incorrect. I think to paint a broad brush, and say that American institutions have never said anything good about Zimbabwe is actually a false statement. I will tell you that everywhere from Congress, the United States Congress, from the presidency, the White House, from, I'm just mentioning United States government institutions, not even non-profit think tanks, other Western or international community institutions have spoken very favorably about the Zimbabwean people, have spoken very favorably about Zimbabwe's territory, its assets in terms of culture, a very deep, historic, rich culture, a very knowledgeable and friendly people. Even the government, the positive things that any government since 1980 has done have been mentioned, but they do call out those injustices, and they do call out when, remember, Zimbabwe is a part of the United Nations, and as by virtue of taking part in these international institutions, and I dare say it's not a correct statement in the international relations space to call it simply an American institution. When Zimbabwe chose as a country, as a state, a nation state, to participate in international institutions, they took it upon themselves, understanding that they were going to be operating in a rules-based order. So if they're operating in a rules-based order, there should be rules-based order and rules of law in Zimbabwe.
And they will still ask, Ms. Matibe, what can Zimbabwe learn from America? You saw what happened with former President Trump. He was defeated, and he did not accept defeat. So the question is, what can America teach Zimbabwe in terms of democracy?
That's a very good question, and you're quite right in asking that question. Here's what I will say to you. The United States, as a country, has had its democracy in the works for more than 200 years. In fact, more than 220 years plus. And so what we observed and what the world watched as this thing unfolded, the elections of last year, which I monitor very, very closely, and I will tell you that even this year's midterm elections, I monitor very, very closely, work with all candidates from both sides of the aisle across the whole country, and have been doing it for quite some time. So, yes, you're correct in saying that they were autocratic or dictatorial and non-constitutional issues that arose in the siege of January 6th, which is the one that you're referring to. But what we also observed is that had it been any other country that had weaker institutions, as we saw, for example, in the last 18 months in West Africa, where multiple countries had coups, in the United States, that was unsuccessful because its institutions were strong. And if you remember, the counting of those votes in Congress proceeded. Had it been successful, that process would have been stopped. So what we watched as Congress continued, strengthened, and as the institutions, when people don't abide by the laws of the country. In the United States here, where I live, here in Washington and across the country, there is rule of law. People get brought to justice, right? In Zimbabwe, when people in government, including at the very top helm, where President Mnangagwa does not call out and where injustices are seen and where you see people are constantly not brought to book, that's where you see things are not working. That's where you see weakened institutions.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Zwabari if he is still on the line. Mr. Zwabari, are you there? Mr. Xavier Zwabari of ZANU-PF, are you still on the line? I'm told he's not around. So Bernard Pelis and Lobo, local collector, one of
them.
Yeah, it's going to be related to what Matibe is saying, you know, in terms of democracy. What can Zimbabwe learn? And maybe, basically, do you think that the forthcoming elections, by elections, will be free and fair in Zimbabwe, you know, against all this that is happening in the country? I'm afraid it's Tiwa, which is trying to learn us in the country.
Yes, I think my response is that she's giving a very nice analysis, which is the weakness we see and we've already seen in the Zimbabwean opposition, that we tend to want to give beautiful analysis, refer to international institutions that are saying this and that in terms of stats. But on the ground, what eventually happens is that ZANU-PF steals the elections, and there is protest, you know, going to court and protesting to say the elections were not free. And so perhaps I'm already answering the question, do I think that the elections will be free? And I don't think so. The past two, almost three decades, we've been seeing what is happening now, happening. And it translates to nothing when it comes to the result of, you know, the election results. So what I'm saying in a nutshell is that I don't think that the election is almost impossible that ZANU-PF can administer free elections. We have seen that. There's evidence on the ground. The weakness of opposition is to then rely on numbers and continue to use very, you know, important adage to say you cannot continue to do the same thing and expect different results. If right now you were to ask opposition, what is new that you are doing now apart from changing colors from green, red to yellow? There is nothing new that has happened. So why would we then expect to see different results?
Yeah.
So that means that engisho ukuthi uyakhuluma kuhle usisi kodwa into ayenzayo ivele ihleli senziwa ukuthi silokucazulula nokucubungula sikhulume kamnandi sinikeze nama number mpela ukuthi number nje ithi 28%, that's good, kuhle lokho, kodwa ke kugcina kwenzeni endleleni yokuguqula okuzenzakala manje ukuthi washo ku-announce ama-result election. Ungibuzile futhi wathi ngibona ingani ukuthi ama-results la azabe ekhululekile yini. Iqiniso nje lilodwa ukuthi asoze akhululeke ngoba i-behavior ye-ruling party yafana, i-behavior ye-ruling opposition yafana. So yikuphi okusha okuzenza ukuthi sithi na hayi this time hayi khangelela ukuthi kuzoba ne-result edithi.
Siyabonga Ndlovu. We still have Mrs. Matamombe.
Mrs. Matamombe, are you still on the line?
I am on the line.
Yeah. I want to why Miss Madam Mombe, of course, and Deveku MDC Alliance, you know, Tungamirwayo, Nava Douglas Monzo, Tingeta Quinda, Kumagumo, Chirongwa Chie, Kandai, and Yuruku Pinsiratins.
Some of these things, not my reforms. Anenga achigaija kuti kana election ikaitwa na akawina awina ende anongopiwa kuwina kwake saizvozvo tokorokotedzana zvakanaka kwete kuti kana munhu akawina haagone kutonga kwacho nokuda kwekuti kune zvimwe zvinhu zvisi zvisaugadziri saka ndozva ndiri kungokurudzira kuti taitagona kuti tiitewo mareforms kwete kungotaura kuti taita tichaita asi tiite mareforms uye ndoda kungoti vanhu ngatingoitei politics dzakanaka dzakachena ngatagei kuurayana. We condemn zvakaitika kukwekwe kuti kwakatozofa munhu une upenyu hwakatakasika ngatiregei kudaro izvi nezvematongerwo enyika ngatizviitei murudo tichiwirirana tichinzwisisana
tinotenda zvikuru. Mrs. Matibe, your last word.
Miss Matibe, are you there? Your last word, please. Yeah, I think she's off mic. Yeah, quiet, yes.
State-sponsored violence, premeditated state-sponsored violence should not be tolerated. Police brutality should not be tolerated. Access to constituents. A candidate running for office in any election cycle, not just in Zimbabwe, should have access to their candidate. And candidates should have access to their constituents. So blocking appropriate access should not be tolerated.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Our time is up. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Xavier Zovare of ZANU-PF, Ms. Phil Madibe, geopolitical analyst, Mr. Bernard Pekiliso Ndlovu, who is an independent political commentator, Mr. Ostadlo Sizibo of CCC, and Mrs. Fatima Matamombe of MTC Alliance in Kowatsana. Signing off from Washington, D.C., this is Keith Tube.
And of course, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu. And he is hoping you have a good evening. Goodbye for now.